Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
Amen.
After donating $30 billion to the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, Warren Buffett said, "There is more than one way to get to heaven, but this is a great way." The world in which we live would agree with his words. We live in a world that constantly measures the value of every human being by the work we do. In school, good students receive good grades based on the work they do. At work, good employees put in long hours in order to receive a paycheck that's based on the work they do. At home, many parents give their little kids a small allowance and their older, more able, more responsible children a larger allowance based on the work they do. Even at church, among Christians who've seen the Son of God nailed to a cross as a testimony of the breadth and length and depth and height of a love we could never earn, even we battle the desire to merit God's love and the hope of heaven based on our own good works. It wasn't meant to be like this. In the beginning, God created human beings. But since the fall of man in a futile attempt to redeem ourselves, we've turned into a bunch of human doings. We've turned into a bunch of people who center our lives around earning a grade or working for a paycheck. And from day one, our life experience leads us to believe better grades, better paychecks are given to better people. This world, like Warren Buffett, would have us believe that our value, here and in heaven, is based on our performance. That those who do the most and earn the most are worth the most to man and to God. That's just kind of what this world is like. But have you ever wondered what the kingdom of heaven is like? Well, in our gospel lesson this morning, our Lord speaks to us about his kingdom. And he says, "The kingdom of heaven is like a man who's a householder, who went out early in the morning to hire laborers into his vineyard." Our gospel lesson today is a parable about the kingdom of heaven. And in this parable, Jesus paints a beautiful picture of God as a landowner. A person who owns a vineyard and all that it produces. As the owner, it is God who hires laborers into his vineyard. He hires as many as he wants, whenever he wants, and any payment received comes directly from his hand. So in the story, we're told that the first group of laborers agreed to receive a penny a day, and they went to work in the vineyard at sunrise. Then at about the third hour, which would be 9 a.m., the owner hired another group of laborers. But they weren't hired for a penny a day. Instead, the gracious owner of the vineyard simply stated, "Go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right, I will give you." At noon and at 3, the vineyard's owner hires more laborers, sends them into his vineyard, with the same agreement, "Whatsoever is right, I will give you." And finally, at 5 p.m., with just 1 hour left to work, we're told that the vineyard owner went out and found others standing idle and said unto them, "Why stand ye here all the day idle?" And they said unto him, "Because no man hath hired us." And he said unto them, "Go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right, that shall ye receive." Now up to this point, the story's all routine. It's the time of harvest, and the vineyard's owner is in a race against the clock as he tries to gather his crop before anything's lost. This harvest is so great that he needs all the laborers he can get. So we find him, even at 5 o'clock, hiring laborers to go into his vineyard. those hired that evening, they'd spent the day looking for work and had found none. But now finally, just an hour before sunset, they hear the gracious voice of the vineyard's owner calling them to work in his field. Now, you and I, as people who work hard for our money and who live in a world that measures the value of a person by their performance, we can imagine those hired at the end of the day didn't expect to receive much in the way of compensation. I mean, after all, they'd only worked an hour. How much value would you place in an employee who worked 1 hour of a 12-hour workday? If you owned this vineyard, if you were signing the paycheck, how much would it be worth? Think about Warren Buffett. How much value do you think he would place in a common laborer who worked 1 hour? Certainly not much. That's just what this world is like. But the gracious owner of the vineyard, God Almighty, speaks to us, gives us some insight into what the kingdom of heaven is like when he says to all who labor in his field, "Whatsoever is right, that shall ye receive." Now, these words stand right at the unexpected plot twist in this parable. This routine story turns upside down when we learn that those hired at the last hour of the day received the same wage as those who had labored since sunrise. In a world that places the highest value on those who do the most and earn the most, such an equal, graceful gift is not only uncommon, it's also often unwelcome. The thought that such grace could be unwelcome sounds absurd. But proof of that sad truth is found in the angry reaction of those who'd labored in the vineyard all day. Remember, these workers received exactly what they agreed to. They received exactly what the owner said he was going to give them. But after seeing what the other workers were paid, they no longer felt what they agreed to was enough. Their gratitude for the opportunity to work and to receive a day's wage quickly disappeared, and they said to the vineyard's gracious owner, "These last men have worked but 1 hour, and you have made them equal unto us who've borne the burden and heat of the day." This parable is 2,000 years old, but the way it reveals the human heart is as true today as it was then. This disgruntled group of workers grumbled and complained that this wasn't fair. Wouldn't most people in our society agree? In this world, we can get so wrapped up in working and earning and feeling so deserving of everything that we receive that we're just left unable to rejoice in grace. Grace that cannot be earned. Grace that we do not deserve. Amazing grace that we can't reach out and get, but can only be given. Instead of rejoicing in grace given so generously to the unworthy, we view this equal reward for unequal labor as just one more example of how life isn't fair. And in a way, we're right. Life isn't fair. If life were fair, we'd all get exactly what we deserve. And you can be certain of this fact. We don't get what we deserve. The cross and our Lord on it stand as evidence of that truth. Almighty God, the gracious owner of the vineyard, through the precious death and sacrifice of his one and only Son, speaks to all who labor in his fields of grace, saying, "Whatsoever is right, that shall ye receive." This is what the kingdom of heaven and the gift of eternal life is like. It is God manifesting his love for us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. While we were yet sinners. In other words, when we could not be more unworthy or undeserving of his love, God sent his Son to die for all who labor in his vineyard. From the first to the last. For God shows no favoritism in dealing with people. My friends, the cross will always be a stumbling block to people who think they can earn God's favor, God's love, and the hope of heaven by their own good works. Because to look to the cross is to be reminded of a debt we could never pay, a gift we do not deserve, a love we could never earn. Scripture tells us none of us are worthy. No, not one. None of us deserve this gift of eternal life. $30 billion? It's a lot of money, but it's not going to buy you one day in heaven. Eternal life is a gift freely given through Jesus Christ our Lord. And our gratitude, our deep, heartfelt gratitude for his sacrificial gift of life and love is the Christian motivation to work with all our might in his vineyard. Therefore, let us work, not so we will be rewarded, but because in Christ we already are. Let us live righteously, not to become better people, but because through the indwelling of his Holy Spirit, we already are. And let us love, not to earn his love in return, but because by God Almighty, we already are. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. Amen.